This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's see who we can get into trouble in this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. What do you say? Time for a few tidbits, the reality of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and success. Jay Kurzman here to help all of us be successful. And then in the back of my mind as I thought about that, what is success? What does it require to be successful? Are you a risk taker? Do people who take risks, are they more successful? I think in my world, in my life, I have taken some risks, and I think that's where success, if I've had any empowering success, it's come out of taking chances. You have to take chances. Risk-taking is required. Every day is a risk. If you think about your life, no matter what, get in a car and go to work, that's risky. Right? Look at all the nutbirds on the road. Or you could have a flat tire, and you don't have a spare. You could run out of gas. Right?
You pull over on the wrong side of the road. That's
yes.
Super
do
risky.
What the guy in Florida, was that Florida? Ran into those five people? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just drove straight down the wrong side of the road.
Yep. It takes, you know, I think about this in terms of politics and government and things, whether or not, you know, we've been moaning and groaning about Joe Biden and the business about relief for student debt, that sort of thing. And I think about all of the ways government, this is sort of a pet peeve. If you listen to me with regularity, you know it may be more than sort of a pet peeve. It's something that drives me nuts. And so if you're looking around, you'll see this week there's a flutter in and out of information about the IRS this week. The president has wanted to make it beefier. And apparently, somehow or other, in the newly passed Inflation Reduction Act, there is a focus on a key plank, which is the need to hire more IRS agents. And the way it was presented, the Democrats presented it to the public by saying, don't worry about a better, bigger, beefier IRS unless you're a tax cheat. Well, you know what? We're all tax cheats. In one way or another, some of us know it and some of us don't. But the code is so difficult. The IRS tax code is 64,582 pages. Who masters that? Even the best of the best of the best tax accountants, people that prepare the tax software that most accountants use to do your taxes, they all make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. If you're hiding income, okay, so you are probably considered a legitimate tax cheat.
Mm-hmm.
But do you want to start? You're guilty until proven innocent. This is the most horrible thing. There are horrible things in this new Inflation Reduction Act. This is the most horrible. And Democrats keep doing this over and over. We've got to get those people who've got money. When, in fact, most of them have money, and most of them, they wink and nod. They don't do anything about the tax code that really will affect them. And so we're going to get 1% more out of this group and 2% more. In 1913, when the income tax law was passed, it was deemed unconstitutional. And people have been fighting that battle because it is unconstitutional, but yet, how does the government provide for services like paying off your student debt or paying off your medical debt or whatever other money grab? You know, what are we teaching youngsters? You don't have to work hard. The government's going to take care of you. And that's the direction we're going in. It is. Think about it. All the government plan. The government's got to do this. The government's got to do that. We got to go see somebody. I had two inspectors on my farm yesterday. The code, I love hearing this. So we serve ice cream on the farm, and I have an old school bus that I converted into an ice cream sort of parlor, if you will. And then because there are always people who are asking me to come to their event, I have purchased an ice cream truck, an older model, a friend of mine had it, and I said, man, I'd like to use this for the farmer's market and stuff like that. So I bought it from him, and we've now been 2 weeks trying to get it inspected so they can go to our Framingham, the farmer's market. And it's such red tape, so much BS, so much bunkum. Yesterday I was told we need to have a separate sink. There are three sinks required in this little truck because we can't, any time we serve any ice cream with peanuts in it, we have to make sure that we cleanse the scoop in a separate sink. So I'm thinking about all of it. Then my mind goes into, you know, me and my mind, I go into overdrive. How many people actually have a peanut allergy? And if you're my age, how many people did you grow up with that had a peanut allergy?
It so much more prevalent today.
Why?
I know so many people.
Why?
That is
why,
the question.
Though?
Where did it start? Come from?
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And do we need to go to these extreme measures in order to protect people? And have, this is just the process that goes through, and I'm not just complaining to complain. I think many of us, many of you, many of the people who are, you know, the taxpaying public, we are not happy with this. It's too difficult to get things done. It takes weeks and weeks and weeks to get things done. Anyway, new Inflation Reduction Act is supposed to increase, it's supposed to take care of the tax gap. We have $1 trillion coming from this. We've all been through, you know, you've all looked at this. It was for cars, it's all kinds of stuff. But now, as people pull it apart, pick it apart, they see in there a section on getting the cheaters. Get those rich guys who are cheaters. Like, what kind of a message is that to kids who are coming along? Are we going to stymie people? Ideas. That's what the business community is all about. Come up with an idea, you start a business, we'll be. And in order to reward you for that, we're going to tax the hell out of you and try to put you out of business. We'll fix you guys. So then everybody's a ward of the state. And I don't think I'm exaggerating this. I think this is what's going on, frankly. And then I ask myself, you know, you look at some of this stuff where the programs that we have in this inflation reduction thing, and I go back to one of my standard questions. The amount of money that people are getting, we're cutting, we're going to pay off student debt, but we're cutting benefits for veterans. There's no pay raises for the military. Haven't been, I guess, for a while. I wonder.
That's a crime.
We have benefits to illegal aliens, but we don't have benefits to veterans. And why is this so difficult for people to understand? And more than that, why aren't we doing something about it? You know, this is one of my pet peeves. This stuff drives me nuts. And this stuff that we need to be thinking about, it seems to me. That's one of the hallmarks of me having done this for as long as I have. I've not gone along with the grain, whatever the current thought is, whatever the major, you know, like people who love to worship at the throne of Trump, or people who love to worship at the throne of climate change. The state of California, here's one that'll drive you nuts. If you live in California or you don't, the state of California, through its governor, all-seeing, all-knowing Gavin Newsom, one of the biggest boobs on the political front in the world, as far as I'm concerned, this guy is just an opportunist. In the dictionary, boob, there's a picture. You might think there'd be a picture of a woman's breast, but there isn't. There's a picture of him next to the definition of boob. Anyway, he's what a wonderful state. People have elected him, and they kept him there, even in the recall. And so he wants to run for president against DeSantis. Anyway, yeah, go ahead, Jay.
No, and that goes back to something that we discuss a lot, where we're not voting people into office. We're not trying to keep people in office. We're trying to keep people out of office.
Yeah, keep people away.
We're not actively voting for people that we want in office. We're voting against people we really don't want in office. Why is that the choice?
I didn't vote against Biden. I voted actually against Harris. That's right. I might have been persuaded to vote for him if it weren't for her. But there is just this benefits to illegal aliens. The amount of money we're spending exceeds what veterans' benefits are. Tell me how that's gotten to the point where it is, and how that's right, just, fair, intelligent. What's wrong? And who's doing something about it? You think the Gen Ys and Zs and Xs or whatever playing with their computers and their devices, they're not thinking about that at all. They don't know from nothing about it. All they know is whatever violent video game they're going to play next. Boy, am I cranked up today. On this one. But it is. It's not fair. It's not right. It just isn't. There's nothing about it that's right. Okay, here's something that's good. You'll be excited to hear if you're going to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, highest peak in Africa. They now have Wi-Fi up there.
Why is that needed? I totally understand the wanting to take videos and photos and share that with other people, but things do not have to be posted to social media in real time.
Got to go up to Mount Kilimanjaro, get those. We need high-speed fiber optic abilities up there. Thanks to the Tanzania Telecommunications Corporation at 12,205 feet. You'll be able to take a selfie of yourself before you fall off the cliff and kill yourself. There'll be Wi-Fi will grab that picture right away. Post that photo of yourself before you fall off the cliff.
Again, I'm all for capturing the moment, but the moment doesn't need to be shared in the moment. Keep enjoying the moment first.
It's pretty amazing. Everybody needs instant gratification, instant satisfaction, instant, I want my hot dog now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Give me my hamburger now. I want my tax return now. I want my student loan paid off now. Let's do it. So am I making myself popular or unpopular? I guess it depends on what's
we should segment. Be selling curmudgeon.
Captain Curmudgeon here at 18 After on Good Day.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Thank you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
What the CDC has decided is most of us now, in regarding testing of COVID-19, we're doing it ourselves with these home devices, and that's why the counts are not as accurate as they once were in terms of who's testing, who has it, how many positives there are.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's gossip time, social media time, trending time, Kim Kardashian versus Hillary Clinton. Is this a wrestling match? No, actually.
Do you remember the claymation celebrity death match? Of course you
yes.
do. Oh, you
no,
do?
I think I do. Yeah, I think I actually do.
Yes, it almost sounds like that at the beginning. Right. But no, right. It was just a battle.
Let's get ready to rumble! So the two of them went head-to-head playing legal trivia.
Mm-hmm.
So Kim is trying, she's finishing law school, right?
Yes, yeah. And Hillary Clinton's daughter, Chelsea, had even said Kim may have a little bit of a leverage or an advantage because she's been studying all this more recently. Mm-hmm. And the final score of this trivia was 11-4.
Ooh.
11-4, which also makes you think that even because Hillary Clinton was, you know, a lawyer in legal defense and all of
right.
that, and
yeah,
makes
yeah.
you think that maybe people need to keep up with all of this stuff.
That's right, because the law changes continue all the time.
Education.
Hillary yeah. said it was heartbreaking losing to Kim Kardashian. Anyway, there's a apparently there's an Apple TV special. A documentary about, well, Chelsea produced it, I think, didn't she, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes, yeah, yeah. I think Chelsea is kind of the showrunner for this, but it's Hillary yeah. and Chelsea docuseries called Gutsy.
Mm-hmm. About my mom.
September 9th.
Yeah, all right. So as much as it pains people to hear this, there's something, maybe because of my personal experience with Hillary Clinton, there's something about her I still like.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she's everything that everybody thinks she is, and probably more. But she's very interesting. All these people that become as big and important, if that's what the word is, they become keys to conversation. They've all done something to attract our attention that, in the main, has probably been good. I mean, there's not mm-hmm. everybody's not all good and everybody's not all bad. At any rate,
most politicians are always polarizing, but the
yeah.
the sad part is that people can't just agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to think more. That's an important thought. So let's get to what's going on with Taylor Swift this week. Texas University in Austin, U of Texas. This is not an A&M school. This is the University of Texas at Austin, offering students a songwriting course focused on Taylor Swift's songbook. Would you take that course?
Yes, I would.
You would?
I would.
Yep. So,
she's a brilliant songwriter. Her fans, she always keeps her fans guessing with the way she writes songs and even does her music video. She leaves these little Easter eggs. It's like she gives her fans something to actively do while they're just enjoying her art.
Really? What, a coloring book with the album?
No. Like little...
thinking.
Yeah, like hints to something else, or in the previous music video, there will be something hinting at a new music video,
so
or what
really
an album
smart.
Might be called.
Yeah, she is really smart.
She is very intelligent. And this professor that's doing this was only just alerted to Taylor Swift's music from her daughter when shortly after the release of Red, Taylor's version.
Mm-hmm. So she's going to be taught in this class, along with Chaucer, Shakespeare, Frost, Keats, right? There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, who knows what will be around for us to think about. We won't be around in a couple hundred years, maybe not in this form anyway, but will this music last for a couple hundred years? Time will tell. 28 after the hour, speaking of time.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used in...
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor is dropped it gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
U.S. lawmakers continue to get the gall of the Chinese government. Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, referred to Taiwan as a country in a passing comment with Taiwan's president Friday. President Tsai Ing-wen, when referring to the senator via a translator.
An important and close friend of Taiwan.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday ordered the Russian military to increase the number of troops by 137,000 to a total of 1.15 million. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt announced Thursday that the Department of Justice did meet its burden of showing the entire document should stay sealed. For the President Trump raid, Reinhardt ordered the redacted version of the affidavit to be made public by noon today. Derek Chauvin, a Minneapolis police officer convicted of killing George Floyd, was moved to a medium secure prison in Arizona on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Before the 2020 general election, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook Meta tells the Joe Rogan podcast the FBI approached Facebook employees and warned them of Russian misinformation just about the time the Biden laptop with all the dirty little secrets was left behind by a crackhead. Unlike Twitter that completely censored the Biden laptop story altogether, Facebook took a different approach.
So we took a different path than Twitter. I mean, basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. We thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump of that's similar to that. So just be vigilant. So our protocol is different from Twitter's. What Twitter did is they said, you can't share this at all. We didn't do that. If something is reported to us as potentially misinformation, important misinformation, I think it was 5 or 7 days when it was basically being determined whether it was false. The distribution on Facebook was decreased, but people were still allowed to share it. It basically, the ranking in newsfeed was a little bit less.
NASA's James Webb Space Telescope has discovered the first clear evidence of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere of a planet outside our solar system. The CO2, the compound humans breathe out, was found in the atmosphere of a gas planet, WASP-39b, 700 light years away. Lance Fry, USA Radio News.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Here's some good news. An Uber driver being hailed as a hero. He stopped mid-ride to rush into a burning, this is a home in New York City, right, to rescue people.
Yeah,
he got there.
Brownstone. He even asked his passenger, he was on the way to the airport, and he's like, is it okay if we pull over and see if we can help? And the passenger, of course, is like, yes, we have to.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 at the hour as we scramble into the next half hour of conversation here on the Doug Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. The good news is, the vulture lives. Normally, you don't picture a vulture as being a creature that people desire to be around, right? Just the very name, the vulture. We talk about people who, you know, basically take advantage of other people. That guy's a vulture. Well, here is the story. Kind of a thrilling moment for somebody who is a paraglider. That's the picture here of a vulture that flew alongside this paraglider, and then landed on his lap.
Mm-hmm. Like, all right, I'll take a ride, too.
Right. This is something, this is pretty amazing. This is one of those selfie moments. 30-year-old Ricardo Cuna planned to take some videos of the scenes as the bird began flying alongside of him. He didn't expect the vulture to land on him. Apparently, the vulture flew in and flew out. And he was able to touch. Look at the picture.
He was able to touch the vulture. He started petting him. It was like a lap dog.
Yeah. They just vultures are just plain ugly. You ever take a good look at the face, the head of a vulture? It looks look like they are.
We always had them on our street, in our yard.
They did you?
Everywhere where we lived, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. You mean
you
down in Nashville?
Good look, yeah, down in Nashville. Yeah.
Right, yep. Okay, here's some political news to be interested in, whether you're excited or not, about Maxwell Frost winning his Florida primary this week. He's 25 years old. He describes himself as a progressive activist, one of the first members of Generation Z to run for Congress. He won the nomination on the Democratic side of things in the 10th Congressional District in Florida. Got 19, almost 20,000 votes in the primary, 34% of the vote, and this is that ranking thing. It's how it, that's how they do it in Florida. This ranking thing, don't dismiss it. This is going to become more part, as people are upset like I am with the Electoral College, this will be a step toward giving everybody sort of a one man, one vote thing, and your vote counts for president.
But also kind of like dwindles people down rather than it's just, okay, this is the winner, that's the winner, these are the two that you, the only two pretty much that you can vote between, because the whole theory of if you don't vote with one of these two parties, then you wasted your vote. It's at least bringing it down of, okay, now we brought it down to a smaller group of people, bring it down to another smaller group of people.
So here's the rule. If you're asking yourself, well, how old do you have to be? The restriction, the federal law says you got to be 25 years of age to run for the House. You got to be 30 to run for the Senate. And you got to be 36 to run for president. Those are the rules. And I don't know why. That's not in the Constitution. I don't know where that came from. Something adapted or adopted years ago. And is that appropriate? What did 25 the kids know today? I wonder even what sort of, and I say this kind of lovingly, knowing that somebody will say, who are you? Age is nothing. Because I always say age is a BS number. But that's applying it to me.
Well, and we all know somebody who is maybe 24, who seems like the wisest, oldest 24-year-old ever, and an 82-year-old who is the youngest 82-year-old ever. But there is, I forget what part of the brain it is, but there is a part of the brain that is not fully developed until you are of the age of 25. And it's something with kind of why toddlers have temper tantrums, and even sometimes adults have temper tantrums.
Yeah, I just think there's life experiences that need to be brought into the fold when you're something. This is an important job, and at 25, I don't think you're qualified for it. You're ready for it. I just don't. And it, as a general overview, are some 25s pretty mature and pretty ready to go? Yeah, absolutely. And to make your point, I know a lot of 75-year-olds who are like children. They're ridiculously inexperienced in life. Naive.
Yeah, stunted growth, arrested development. It's all very real.
Yeah. So this is all, this is sort of a practical, the application is generic to a point. Anyway, so congratulations to the kid. Let's see what happens. I'm my pet peeve today, and you can tell because pretty much every half hour of the program I've gone off on this business of paying off the student debt. I keep turning over a page and I find more things to make me annoyed, frankly, at this. Thinking that fewer than 40% of Americans go to college anyway, and they have more, if you, and it isn't always the case, but getting a college, the sales pitch for getting a college degree is that you'll be a better, stronger earner. You'll be able to get better jobs and make more money, right? Isn't that it? So if you're a college graduate and you don't have enough money to pay off your loan, okay, here comes the government. You're going to be happy because they're going to pay off something that you decided to do. So what do you do for the other 60%? Are you going to pay off the debt for trade school for guys who go to learn how to be a plumber? That's that you do that in trade school. Often, sometimes community colleges have those courses or whatever.
Yeah, high school.
I think there's
or you go to the vocational schools.
Yeah, this is a this you sticking your foot into something that's pretty dangerous, I think, and pretty. You talk about polarizing on either side.
How is it fixing the system? How is it fixing the continuation? I get the retrospect of it, but what about moving forward? Are they lowering costs? what's happening for
colleges?
Students.
No, yeah. This is just throwing money at something. This is, you know, Joe is a working class Democrat. I get it. He's always been that way. And so he wants to, and he's not an Ivy Leaguer by any stretch of the imagination. Listen to his vocabulary. He's not a Dem Dad D's and Doe's guys, but he's not, you know, he's, Walter Mondale was the last Ivy Leaguer that was in close proximity to the presidency. Other than that, you go back around, I'm trying to remember what Jimmy Carter's, anyway, George Bush went to Yale. The old man did too, I think. But generally speaking, where'd Bill Clinton go to college? University of Georgia, I think. Ronald Reagan, I don't even remember. So the point is, from my perspective, there are people who are cheering this morning because they got something for nothing. So does that mean I'm long, you know, I'm in the advertising business. And one of the things that people who are buyers of advertising time want you to do with them is bonus. Give them more commercials. Charge them $1,000 a spot, and then how about I get a few bonus spots? Bonus spots to me mean that you, who wants to pay nothing for that commercial, that's your value. That's what you think the running of the program that you're buying the time on is worth. If you want to get something for nothing, then it's not appreciated. Then you want more. Okay, I got two spots free. Next week I want three. And after that I want four. So where does it stop? And in this circumstance, and when is it, you know, I say to people, sorry, I don't bonus spots because of what I just explained. You know, I'll give you a break, I'll give you added value, you know, we'll do something special for you, but I'm not giving you anything for nothing because I value what the time is that's available here for you to sell, for you to tell your message, tell your story. And so when you look at the people who's now who are getting their college debt paid off, does that mean that they don't really value it, don't appreciate it? If you get something for nothing, do you appreciate it as much as if you had to work for it? Is that like a car? If somebody gives you a car, do you take less? If you buy a car and you're making payments, do you take better care of it than if somebody just said, okay, you just want a free car?
I think it depends. There's a lot of other factors. Where did they come from? What kind of morals or values do they have? Somebody who maybe came from absolutely nothing may take more pride in it just because it's a prized possession, regardless of whether they earned it or bought it themselves or was given it to it for free.
No.
Free of charge.
For free.
I cringe.
Yeah, I knew. You were catching yourself there. Anyway, I don't know.
They got it for the price of nothing?
It's, yeah.
Of kindness?
Right. And I think that you don't value things unless you work for them. I mean, all of the pros and cons and people say, yeah, this is the right thing to do. In my mind, it's not the right thing to do. There are other ways of treating it, but for me, this is the worst kind of plan. The value that it ascribes to it is just, no. Don't.
I just want there to be more of a plan for the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, people don't think about the future.
Gratification. And going back to people living in a moment and stopping that living to post something to social media because they want to show people they're currently living in the moment. Show people later. Keep living in that moment.
The interesting thing here is that the politics of this and the decision to do this is strictly political. You look around, the Democrats don't need any help because all of the polls, especially as we get closer to the election, show that the decision made by the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade is helping the Democrats big time. They've made steady gains in midterm polls all around the country. So, there's no doubt in my mind whether I think it's good or bad that the Democrats will keep control of Congress. I just think they're gonna because of the Republicans in the Supreme Court overplaying their part. That's all that was. Timing and I'm right and you're wrong or we're gonna do it my way or the highway. That's why we have a jam. That's why the country's in a jam, because there's too much of it's my way or the highway. And that's the way the Chinese figure things these days. You want to have a country like China? That's kind of where we're going. In China, it's a dictatorship. They tell you what to do. If you don't do it, you get shot. Right? And I don't. And the same in Russia, right? And in Iran and other countries that we keep saying we're so much different than they are, but we keep, you know, pushing this kind of stuff. And, you know, in California, again, I go back to the car thing. The decree that was signed yesterday by the governor, by 2035, you won't be able to buy a gas-powered car in California. Electric or walk. That's it. So, and by, you can be sure I'll be out of California if that's the way. You can buy, you can bring a car in from outside that's gas-powered, but you won't be able to buy one.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You know, it's just, and then, so you ask one of these fools who support this or promote it, and say, well, don't. What about, where is the electricity coming from that powers these cars? They don't want to talk about that.
What about the infrastructure?
Yeah, no. Well, there's no infrastructure, and the power that's coming to power your car is from a plant that's fueled 99% of the time by fossil fuel. So what are you really saving? Well, we're planning for the future. Okay, so what's the real plan? Putting the cart before the horse, that's what the electric car is. What's the plan to get rid of fossil fuel? Yep, solar, okay. Wind power, yep, that's fine. But it doesn't really speak to getting rid of fossil fuel. It's a nice little way to climb up the ladder, but it doesn't fix that problem in its entirety. So, food for thought, 48 after.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon, pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin, website toploss.com. Does Calitrin address things like water weight?
That's a good question. I know that collagen is like the most abundant protein in your body, and we all know that water is a huge part of your makeup, too. So I would have to say that they probably do affect each other somewhat. But what Calitrin really does, in addition to the rebuilding the lean muscle tissue, is it helps repair your digestive tract. So it does help everything stay moving and stay, you know, healthy. Unfortunately, it seems like men do lose weight faster than women, but that's with everything.
Boo.
I know, boo. You know, when my husband first got on it, I think he dropped about 10 pounds in the first 6 weeks of taking the product. For me, it took a few months to really...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial. trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, this is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. You want to connect with Ken, you love his manner, you love his knowledge. 352-735-1400 gets to Ken, and an appointment can be yours by dialing that number again, 352-735-1400. All right, all the hoopla about, well, we're sort of getting off the hoopla. Maybe that's my own prejudice, Ken, when it comes to COVID, but we've certainly had a lot of attention on monkeypox, and now the newest from China is this fatal virus. I don't know that I pronounce it. It's Langya. I guess it's Langya. People infected over there. It could be fatal, apparently. So what are we dealing with here? Another out-of-control problem the Chinese have created in a laboratory, or is it too soon to figure that out?
I think it's too hard to figure it, too soon to figure it out. It was found in China. Could it be the tip of the iceberg? It's just, who knows?
Mm-hmm. There's a report. Yeah. New England Journal of Medicine says that the infected patients have a history of being in contact with animals. And so that brings us around to, is it going to be human-to-human like HIV? It sounds to me like we got another burgeoning monkeypox thing. Monkeypox is contagious, but it's got to be physical touch, right?
Well, monkeypox, yes, takes very close physical contact, either through hugging or sexual contact. Fortunately, people are mostly surviving it, but it can be extremely painful. And this Langya virus, apparently it was discovered in eastern China. It spreads through shrew animals. You can tell us what shrew animals are. And all we know is that apparently,
stuff like that. Yeah.
Apparently we know that 35 people have tested positive for this. Mm-hmm. Fever, coughing, and headache. and apparently hasn't caused any fatalities in any of these patients who contracted the virus. But who knows?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Remember the early days of COVID-19?
Can't trust any news that comes out of China because they just don't tell you the truth. Bottom line, you never know really what's going on there. Yeah, exactly. All right, next is a question about frequent aspirin use that may be linked to lower risk of women having ovarian cancer. Is this like that? I remember when you and I talked about whether I should stay on a baby aspirin, what it does. I know that it's had positive impact on me in my colon exams. But what about this? Do you see that it makes sense to take, and I guess we'd look for a definition, Ken, first of all, of frequent aspirin use. Is that daily?
I think you're talking about this study that showed that frequent daily use was associated with a 13% reduction in cancer of the ovary. And, you know, it's a slight reduction. The problem is that we aspirin is not without risk, so you really can't yet recommend just everybody take aspirin to prevent ovarian cancer because although that's a nice reduction, you can do yourself a lot of harm inappropriately taking aspirin. So I think this is just one of these observations. Nice to know if you're on aspirin for other reasons and you've been advised by the doctor to take daily aspirin and you can do it safely. It's just an extra benefit. But I don't think anyone's yet advising to take aspirin on a regular basis to prevent ovarian cancer. That's not what the take home is from this observation.
What do you advise you're a cardiologist, so what do you advise your patients who are have heart problems or when you want to avoid heart problems, what do you tell them to do?
Regarding aspirin or the whole package?
Well, let's stick with aspirin. I have a minute or so left.
Okay, and this has become a bit of a controversy, and again, these are people who can tolerate the gastrointestinal activity of a daily low-dose 81-milligram aspirin, because there are some people who that will definitely cause bleeding in. So in those who can tolerate daily 81 milligrams of aspirin and it won't cause any bleeding, we're still recommending it for anyone who's already had a heart attack to prevent the second heart attack. But where the controversy is, should we give it to prevent the first heart attack? And I think if you already have plaque in the coronaries and other risk factors, the answer is yes on a case-by-case basis.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.